feel like you are still waiting for that first game to get the running game totally in rhythm? I know there's been circumstances where you've had to pass more in games, but
I think there have been games and spots in games where we've been efficient in the run game. We haven't had any big ones pop like we'd like to. We're a work in progress there. We had some good moments this week in practice, and we just need to keep practicing and hit our stride there.
Is there any worry about relying too much on Eli in the passing game and trying to balance it out a little bit?
No, we were fairly balanced last week. Situationally, you have to do what you have to do to win the game and put yourself in position to win the situations. And we had a lot of situations in the game last week, and I think 27 throws came in situational football, and that threw some things out of whack, I guess, when you look at it from running past totals. But, that's not how we look at it. Situationally, we treat things differently.
I think in the league these days, you need to have big running games. I mean, it seems like everybody's passing.
I think you need to have balance. Each game's a little bit different. You need to do what you have to do to put yourself in position to win the game. But I think each game is different and each team is different. And we're only five games. This will be our sixth game into it. So we're trying to find our niche and hit our stride.
If you look at Eli now versus a year ago, what do you say he's doing better?
I think he's a lot more confident in what he's being asked to do. I think things are coming to him a lot more naturally. The hesitation has minimized, and I see some confidence.
Does that show up in the way he moves around in the pocket? Is he doing that better than he did a year ago, or was that always something he did?
That's something that we work on every day, and that's something that he's taken ownership of and spent a lot of time with in the off season. You see it, at times on film where he looks very comfortable and his feet look outstanding, and that doesn't happen overnight, nor does it happen in 2 years. But he's working, he's getting better at it, and, he still has room to grow there.
Ben, is that play that Shane made late in the game in the middle of the field everything that you signed him for? Does that encompass pretty much,
We're going to continue to challenge Shane to be a complete player for us. He can do a lot of different things, wear a lot of different hats. The game, he gets the game. He has some football smarts there. And, the more that he's able to handle, the more that he's able to do, and the more that we can ask of him to be a complete back, the better it'll be for our football team.
How much did you feel like, before that drive, did you talk about at all about having to target him or using him more because you were obviously shorthanded at that point?
Well, we had a plan going into the game that, we would be able to get him the ball in 2 minutes, and it just so happens that it worked that way. We didn't think that it would be to that degree. But, whether the play's called or whatever read it may be that comes in, the quarterback still has to read it out. He can't expect it to you don't just drop back and throw the ball to the back. There may be a couple plays in the offense where you can do that, but he still has to read it out and not expect to say what he thinks it's going to say each play.
Is there more to Shane's game than just, he's a guy who can catch the football out of the backfield? I mean, as far as routes and what he knows and where he wants to be, I mean, it just seems like he has more success than just being a guy who's that safety valve.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, a lot's required of him to be a protection back in third down. So that's number one. He has a feel for things in the pass game. We all know that. We all see that on film. And he has some patience in the gun run game.
What kind of growth have you seen from Justin Pugh in the last year?
Last year at this time, he had some rough moments. I think he learned a lot from those moments. He's grown up quite a bit in this last year, and he's still a developing young player.
And that game-winning drive was the first for this group. It was the first for Eli in a few years, but the first for this group. What kind of carryover effect can that have in your experience on a team that is still putting things together but was able to have success like that?
It's good for a young group of guys to, get a shot of confidence that way. It's only one game. It's one of 16, but that's something they can fall back on and learn from and grow from. And it's, it was encouraging that it happened at the time it happened. It gave us, put us in position to win the game.
Do you go into Monday with a plan if you do or don't have Odell and Ruben? How do you game plan when injuries are a bit of a variable?
You have to CYA. You have to have a plan available for lack of a better way to say it, for everything. And, if you're short one area, you have to make sure you're backed up in another.
Are you hopeful that you'll have a full complement?
We're going to play who's out there.
What do you seen with some of the younger guys, Miles and Jeremy Davis, and how confident are you that they can fill in seamlessly?
Yeah, we're confident in those guys. Jeremy's been around here since the off season. Miles has been in the system for a while, a form of the system, and he's blended in nicely. And Ty's a guy. He was out there in the last drive in the last game too. Did a nice job, made some plays for us. So, we're not going to pull back. We're not going to pull any punches. We have confidence in those guys, and they're chomping at the bit.
You're 30th in the league in red zone offense, red zone touchdowns. What do you attribute that to, and what do you need to do better to
We need
that?
To keep getting down there a bunch. We're doing a good job getting down there. We just need to continue getting down there and work the kinks out, and that'll all straighten itself out.
A couple more questions.
That's where the running game would really come in handy, I would think, is you get closer to the goal line there.
Yeah. A lot of things will come in handy. We need to make better decisions down there. We need to minimize mistakes. And certainly eliminate the penalties. That'd be a good start.
Did you learn anything about Odell when he pushed to come back into that game late?
He's a competitor. He wanted to win as badly as anyone else for the team. It's what you expect of these. It's what you expect from these guys, and certainly him.
Last question.
What do you see from the Eagles' defense on tape when you look at them? What kind of challenges do they present for your offense?
They're very good up front. They have a lot of different guys who can cover in man-to-man. And they're creative schematically. Good defense. Underrated defense.